Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallcast podcast. This podcast is designed for small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we are coming to you live, in person, not live. We are coming to you in person with Mr. Jim Malcolm. He's the owner-operator of EnviroMaster Services based out of Denver, Colorado. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Sorry, I have technical difficulty. I can't speak today.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, so technical difficulties today. Anyway, welcome here. Dennis, he's in the other room right now. Apologies, he couldn't make it in. Something about proposal work and doing his day job or something. So it's good to have you. Thanks for driving down. We've got some snow going on out there. What's it look like up Denver?
It's a little lighter than it was to getting down here. Hit it pretty hard around Monument this morning.
Okay. You've been here all day?
I spend a couple days a week in Colorado Springs meeting with clients and looking after my technician team. And it's a good place to be here.
Do you have an office here? Or
Not at this time. We have a couple of storage facilities that we work out of right now, but our goal is to have a full branch down here at some point in time.
And so you, EnviroMaster Services.
Yes. Yeah.
Owner operator. So obviously you know what it's about, I hope.
Yep.
Why don't you give us the rundown of what the company does?
So the short answer of it is that we are a facility services company. We are in the commercial cleaning space. We specialize in deep cleaning and disinfection, and we have some very unique services and processes that we deliver to businesses on a weekly, a monthly, or a quarterly basis. We work alongside your typical janitorial commercial company, cleaning company, as we do the things that we do some of the heavy lifting that they can't get to on a day in, day out basis. And so we really work hand in hand. We complement what they do, and then they're the company that comes in on a daily basis, a nightly basis, and gets all of the regular cleaning done. We do the heavy lifting.
Okay, so I'm just kind of curious. Did you guys get hit in a good way when it came to COVID?
It was an interesting way.
Okay.
Yeah. We had to shift our business model a little bit. Okay. But we were at the right place at the right time to help with the disinfecting. So one of the services that we provide is electrostatic spraying, and we use electrostatic sprayers. We have a hospital grade germicide that kills COVID and 47 other deadly pathogens, and so it's non-toxic, it's non-corrosive application. So we were called into all kinds of businesses, from grocery stores to gas stations to warehouses to car dealerships, and you name it. A lot of those essential businesses at that particular time that desired to stay open and continue to function, they needed our protection, and we were able to provide them on a real-time basis.
So we were one of those. I think we shut down here 2 weeks.
Yeah.
One of the things that I require is that everybody's in person, just because of the way we operate here is a culture first location. And we used one of your, I don't think it was you guys, but we used a service like you guys.
Yep.
Where we come in, people had, you know, white suits on and everything.
Right.
Because we had one person that got COVID. You know, this was back in the day when it very first started.
Yep.
But then it was kind of interesting. I found out as time moved on, like people stopped using, or at least our company stopped using services like that. They're like, I think they just realized that there's two types of people in the world. Those that have had COVID and those that are going to get COVID no matter what.
could be.
Yeah.
But what in while that emergency application and ongoing, you know, spraying disinfection may have curtailed a little bit, the one thing that we see in the marketplace that has outlived the pandemic is the awareness that people have of what a disease issue can be and how to control it and stay in front of it.
Yeah.
So the lingering effect and, you know, the lasting effect that has benefited us is that awareness.
Good.
So when we have these conversations with, you know, prospects and our clients, just what are good business practices, what are good cleaning practices, what are good disinfection practices, along with our deep cleaning that we provide as well.
Do you guys do, like, kitchens and stuff like that for like, big restaurants or anything like that? Or?
Yes, we do. Yeah. Our bread and butter, and when we talk about deep cleaning and when we talk about disinfection and disease prevention, our bread and butter is a public restroom. So we have a weekly program where we completely decontaminate the public restroom. We put a protective coating on the porcelain that kills bacteria for 7 days and has a nonstick feature to it as well. But along with that, then we have a full tile and grout cleaning program that deep cleans the tile in the grout, releases the contamination, and then we remove the contamination through through wet vacuuming. So we can take that tile and grout into the restroom, into a locker room, kitchens. I could tell you a couple kitchens that we serviced just this week, you know, in our deep cleaning program, and that's very necessary.
Do you guys do, like, grease traps and stuff like that too?
We don't get into the grease trap quite as much.
Okay.
We do have a drain line program. You know, obviously, if you think about a local restaurant and they have drains in their bar and drains in their restroom and in their kitchen, and fats and oils and greases can build up in those things. And so now you have a performance issue on the drain. You have a food source for fruit flies, another kind of drain flies. And then you have odors coming out of there. So we call those the fogs, the fats, oils, and greases. And so we have a program that eliminates the fogs, the fats, oils, and greases, and then in turn improves the performance, removes the food source for the flies, and eliminates the odors.
Okay. I might need a big stack of cards from you because my wife and I travel a lot, and her biggest thing is public restrooms, obviously.
She's in the majority. She's in the majority there.
I know. Us men, it is what it is. Right?
Yeah.
Do our job and get out real quick.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Those are some of the statistics that we've come across over the years. EnviroMaster, as a franchise system, has been operating since 2011. The founder of EnviroMaster had 20 some years of experience before that, running a business very similar to this. So, in those 35 some years of experience that we bring to the table, we've done, there's been a lot of independent research done, and it really kind of boils down to 70 to 75% of the population will leave an establishment if the restroom is not kept up, especially a restaurant, because they think if the restroom doesn't look good,
the kitchen's
not going to, you've heard from your wife, right?
100%. We're leaving.
Yeah.
What? I just got my beer. What are you talking about? We're leaving.
That's right.
So let's get into that part, because when you and I were chatting before we started here, I did not realize that I thought franchises for McDonald's, Subway, I know, you know, lots of franchise owners, but I had never heard of a franchise for this type of business model.
Yeah. And 6 years ago, I had not either.
Yeah.
So I come through, you know, being part of, you know, public business ventures, and I worked for a private company for a couple years, 2013, 2014, in their sales and marketing department. And I got to the point where it's like, I'm ready to run my own business. I've been in the boardroom. I've been in the executive suite. I know how to read the P&L. I draw up annual plans and whatnot. And so when I started looking around, I had some thoughts about, you know, what kind of a business do I want to run? I knew one thing I didn't want to do. I didn't want to travel. I'd done that. Wanted to stay home.
Old. It sounds exciting.
Yeah,
right?
It was sexy when I was 30. I'm not 30.
And even then, yeah. 80% of my time, when you have three small kids at home, you get home and the wife's like, you know, I'm kind of tired of being a stay-at-home mom. That's usually code, at least for my wife, was code to say, yeah, you need to make a change or I'm going to make a change, which you won't like. So.
Yeah, and I was in that boat too. I had twins that were probably about 13 years old at the time, and they're starting to do stuff, and I wanted to be a little closer to home. So that was one of my qualifications, and I also wanted to have a business that was going to be intertwined with the community.
Okay.
So I had a business broker brought this opportunity to me through EnviroMaster Services, and my first look at her is like, what in the world do I know about this? No idea. And she said, really look at the finances of it. Look at the whole business model. One of the things about the business model is that it's recession resistant, and which is kind of the whole pandemic thing came through, and that proved out. So anyway, the more I looked into it, so I, you know what, this is going to be real interesting. I get to be a partner with all of the local businesses, or I have an opportunity to be a partner with all the local businesses that we, you know, stores that we eat at, places where we fill up our gas tank, you know, that type of thing. So it became very intriguing to me, and then it was, you know, very community based, very partnership based, and that's really what I wanted.
Okay. Yep. So what, back to the whole franchise thing, what are the benefits of having a franchise, of doing this via a franchise as opposed to just opening your own, you know, EnviroServices company like?
Yeah, that's a good point. And I came to realize that value, you know, through the first 6 months of being with EnviroMaster, which I'm 6.5 years into this.
Oh, wow.
Yep. So 2016, May of 2016. But there are certain things that they provide. They provide a payroll system to us. They provide an accounting system to us. Probably the biggest value that they provide for us is our supply chain.
Yeah.
And
number one thing on everybody's mind right now.
And it's really come true these last 12, 24 months, you know, with the trucking situation, you know, the scarcity, just even during the pandemic, the scarcity of the electrostatic sprayers, the scarcity of the disinfectant that we use. We have buying power. We have 80, 85 units. Franchise units across the United States and across Canada. So now we have a big supply chain need. We're in the front of the line of the people that provide these things, and so we were able to continue our business practices without any disruption.
Quantity of scale, but you get cheaper prices, I'm sure.
Big deal. And we've felt the effect of the pricing, but still we have negotiating power to do some things
better
too.
Better than just by yourself, right?
That would have been a full-time job for me.
You'd be calling up Amway, right? Say, hey, I need some extra product here.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, for sure. So And then just being part of a franchise system, there's 80 other people just like me who are trying to run their business, and we get together and on phone calls and town hall meetings and annual regional meetings and whatnot, and we share ideas, you know, so we're not all trying to invent the wheel by ourselves.
So kind of continuation with that, do you guys have – I haven't noticed if there's a swing yet back into the just in time manufacturing for supply chain stuff. I miss having the fact that I could literally walk into a store and say, "Hey, I want that new Android phone." Oh, instead of now where you're saying, "Well, in 2 weeks you'll get it, we'll ship it to you." What do you mean? I want it now. Where's my now?
Yeah.
Were you guys able to swing back to where you could start collecting a little bit of stock on some shelves or?
Yes. Yeah, we're fine. We're fine. The biggest change that we had to do operationally on a supply chain issue was we did need to carry, typically we would carry maybe a month's worth of supply. Now, during the heart of the supply chain battle, we were carrying 3 to 4 months in our warehouses, our local warehouses, just to make sure. We sell toilet paper. We sell paper towels as part of our programs too.
Did you advertise that during COVID? Because people apparently were stocking up on toilet paper is the number one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We did. We helped out a lot of businesses with that for sure. Okay. For sure. Yeah. But that, you know, the paper supply was a challenge during that supply chain issue as well. So yeah. That was the biggest thing, is that, you know, having a month's worth of supply versus now we need to have 4 months worth of supply. So now we had a space issue at the warehouse. Yeah. We had a cash flow, you know, had to throw some more money into that. So it was fine. It all worked out. Yeah. You know, the key thing, and this is our mantra day in, day out, is we got to take care of our customers.
Do you think you're going to keep doing that now?
Keep doing what?
Now that the quote unquote pandemic is over, are you guys going to keep that 3 to 4 month supply, or are you going to go back to a 1 month supply?
We're starting to whittle it down a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
And you probably know what you need more of, what you don't need more of.
Yes. Yeah. We have it fine tuned. We're not at 4 month supply. We're probably about 2 month right now, but that's about right. Okay. The supply chain is a little bit more trustworthy than it was at the time. We were just unsure about a lot of things.
Well, I think a lot of people were, right? I think it hit everybody, no matter if you owned a business, didn't own a business. You didn't know what to get.
Yeah.
I remember when it first hit, you know, I ran to Sam's Club. When I started seeing like Walmart shelves go empty, I went to Sam's Club. We always do a Sam's Club run every year, or every week, or every
for sure
month, whatever.
Yeah.
And with three kids at home, you know, they eat through us like crazy. But I remember I had grabbed a bag of salt, a 50-pound bag of salt, and I took it home. And the wife is like, "What are you doing? Why are you buying a 50-pound bag of salt?" I'm like, "Well, Walmart didn't have, you know, the little 67-cent things of salt. This was $4 for 50 pounds, so why not?"
Yeah.
Right? I've got the space for it. Just might as well do it.
You
got
to get it while the getting's good.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But little things like that, and I'm sure it obviously hit you guys way, way differently. And like you said, you have a storage issue you got to find out. Back on your machines that you guys were talking about, the
electrostatic sprayers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have to learn how to maintain those then yourselves?
Well, the electrostatic technology is something that we've been using at EnviroMaster since 2011. So when the pandemic rolled around, we were in the right spot at the right time. We had all the equipment. We had all of the disinfectants and approved by the EPA to control coronaviruses. And it was at that time the CDC recommended electrostatic spraying is the way to go. And so here we were. We had the technology. We had the equipment. We had the disinfectant. Nice. And we were in the right spot at the right time.
That's, yeah, perfect. You were one of the only companies that excelled in that time frame then.
Well, we like to think we were at the lead of the pack.
Yeah,
we weren't the only ones. But at the same time, that's one of the things that a lot of companies jumped on real quick. And they, you know, we need to get our own electrostatic sprayer. So we have more competition in the field at that particular time, too.
Of course, now the market might be saturated. You might be able to pick up some slightly used ones as backups, too.
I think you can. I think you can. And now they sell them. They sell electrostatic technology at, I think, Lowe's carries a unit, and maybe Home Depot carries. You can get them on Amazon for sure.
I mean, I saw that when the mask thing first came out, right? And I saw the funny thing is I went to Lowe's one time. This was the middle of the pandemic where there was no mask at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially no N95s or anything like that, or KN95s, whatever they were. And then all of a sudden I saw, like, that's all they had in was the tons and tons of masks. And they were selling them for, like, $19 a box. Well, and then you go back now, what, a couple months ago, and you go back in, they're trying to get rid of all of those now, selling for, like, 50 cents a box. Just trying to get rid of
fire sale.
Stock.
Fire sale.
I grabbed a box.
Yep.
Just, I was thinking, you know what? What happens if this happens again? And, you know, my mind always goes, I just want to be prepared. I'm a Boy Scout and Boy Scout Scoutmaster and all this other kind of stuff. So try and teach the boys. If I'm not prepared, I can't expect them to be prepared.
Right.
And I looked at the bottom of the box, and it actually stated right on there, does not prevent you from getting COVID. So I was like, that's a weird advertisement to do on a box of stuff that you're trying to sell for the COVID
pandemic. For COVID, yeah, for protection, yeah.
But at least they're honest, I guess, on that case, because they weren't N95s or anything like that. But.
Right. I think the thing, you know, you go back to the pandemic and, you know, what did it do for our business? I mentioned that, you know, it raised awareness across the country, probably across the world, on what disease prevention and disinfection looks like. We certainly had our share of challenges. We had some benefits that came out of that too. But I also look at it from a sense that, you know, whatever challenges we had, we weren't alone.
No.
Everybody had their set of challenges. And we were in a position to help some businesses continue to operate. We were in a position to help our community partners stay open, keep their staff safe so that they can continue to operate. We just had to pivot. We pivoted. We were in a great position to help other partners out, and that's really the mantra that we take, is that we're here to serve. Yep. We're a service oriented business, and that was the service that we were in a position to take care of. And so, carrying 4 months of paper towels versus 1 month of paper towels, okay, that might have been a little pain to endure, but it was nowhere close to some of the pain that other businesses were taking on at that time.
Yeah, too. Well, a lot of businesses folded, right, because they couldn't pivot.
Right.
And that's what I like about your story, is that you were able to pivot, just like, you know, a lot of local distilleries. They pivoted, too, and started making
hand sanitizer
mm-hmm. or sprays, right, you know, which was a brilliant idea.
Yep.
And it wasn't even here. So my wife and I, we celebrated our 20th anniversary this year.
Congratulations.
So thank you. We went down to a island in the Caribbean and did a couple tours of some distilleries down there. And sure enough, they were still selling their gallon jugs of hand sanitizer and sprays.
Was it overstock?
It was probably overstock.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But they still had it. So yeah. My point being is, you know,
They were involved as well. Yeah.
Trying mm-hmm. for their own small community, right? Small island, right? Trying to figure out, how do we do this?
Yeah.
And what do we do? So very interesting. But you know what? Let's take a quick break. When
Super.
We come back, got some more questions for you.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Business owners, looking for out-of-the-box solutions? Five Star Bank's Business Solutions Group is here to help you with all your financing needs. When you need a creative, innovative approach that goes beyond traditional solutions, think of Five Star Bank. We care about the growth of our local business community. With offices in Colorado Springs, Denver, and Trinidad, Five Star Bank is easy to find. Visit fivestar.bank to connect with us today. That's the number 5, STAR.bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to This Week's Smallest Guys Podcast. This week we have Jim Malcolm, the owner and operator of EnviroMaster Services here locally in, I'll say, southern Colorado, from Denver south through El Paso County, right, you said?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So we kind of walked through about you guys were able to pivot and help out a lot during COVID. Where are you going with it now? What are you guys looking to do?
Traditionally, we are a disease prevention and deep cleaning company.
Okay.
Our core programs focus on deep cleaning restrooms. We have a weekly program where we take care of public restrooms from deep cleaning and disinfecting the toilets and the sinks, protecting them with a proprietary coating of germicide. We provide hand soap, air freshener. We electrostatic spray the restrooms. That's a weekly program.
Okay.
That's the traditional program that we offer. It's the value of that, as we talked about earlier, is the importance of a public restroom to an entire business's entity. And then the other part of that is that we work alongside the janitorial staff with that. We work alongside maybe the staff of the business in that regard as well. And we reduce the amount of time that it takes to maintain that thing, those restrooms on a daily basis. So that's a traditional program, and we're doing really well with that.
Okay.
We're bringing on some chains of restaurants. We're bringing on chains of gas stations, you know, with that program. And then we combine that with our monthly deep cleaning program of the tile and grout in the restroom. You think about the floors and the walls, especially the floors. The floors contain 80% of the bacteria in that restroom, which also gives off about 80% of the odors. And so the way that we treat the tile and grout is we deep clean it through brush scrubbing it with an orbiter. We pressure wash it, and then we wet vac the entire thing to take everything off and remove it from the premise. So those are our go-to programs. And then from there, we can work in the dining room. We can work in a break room. We can work in a locker room, anytime, in any place there's a restroom or a hard floor, tile and grout, concrete, something of those natures, of that nature, that's spot on for us.
Okay. Mold as well? Can you guys tackle mold?
We don't have mold mitigation per se, but the disinfectant that we use with our electrostatic sprayer, with our, we call that affectionately, we call that our virus vaporizer, it does kill mold and mildew.
Okay.
Yeah, mold and mildew that's growing in, you know, building up in a toilet or a urinal situation, we'll handle that immediately.
That's what I figured. Yeah. Or, you know, a lot of times you'll see in restrooms or even, I don't know, do you guys do like showers like in truck stops too? And
We're not working with any truck stops right now, but we could. Yeah. We definitely could. Okay. Absolutely. Showers in locker rooms, absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you always get mold in the corners and stuff like that. And that's why I figured that your system would be able to take care of all that.
Absolutely. Spot on.
So, you know, we were talking earlier about trying to figure out how, not figure out how, but your perfect match for one of those, an entire janitorial service company. You can take off some of their burden, if you will, especially for the deep cleaning and try to augment the cleaning services, correct?
Yes, absolutely. That would be spot on. So augment, supplement, support. Like I said, we work alongside a full-scale janitorial company.
Okay.
I would love to meet more owners of janitorial companies and talk about how we might be able to partner to build our businesses together and explain to them, you know, what it is that we do for the deep cleaning and do, I like to call it the heavy lifting that makes the daily maintenance a lot easier.
Okay, like you said, I'll try to be clear here with what you guys say. You're not, if somebody wants to get a hold of you guys and say, hey, can you come over and empty our trash cans or vacuum our floors, that's not you guys.
That's
right?
Not us.
That's
not
the
us.
More the full service.
Correct.
And then you guys augment that with the deep cleaning. Because I know that even the building that we're currently in right now, right, they do a very good job, but they're here just, they don't really do deep clean.
Right.
Right. I mean, they'll do the vacuuming, and they only do that like once a week. And then they'll do, you know, they'll come in every day and clean the bathrooms maybe twice a day, but it's not a deep clean. It's just, matter of fact, I saw one of the cleaning folks using like the wet wipes.
Yeah.
Like on one of those Swifters.
Yeah.
Just to, I mean, it's clean because they keep up on it twice a day. And
yes. And that's that daily maintenance that's necessary. It's absolutely necessary. What our program is would be a weekly program or a monthly program or even a quarterly program to do that, some of the heavy lifting to make that daily program a lot easier and a lot less time consuming.
So how do you guys prefer to operate? Do you guys prefer to operate? What type of, you guys operate off a contractual basis, like a 36-month contract, or how do you guys do that?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly right. Yep. We have, you know, we have pretty simple standard agreements. We certainly understand that something like a pandemic can come up, and if they're going to close their doors, I can't send them invoices, you know. Yeah. We certainly understand that. But we have a very simple 24, 36 month service agreement that we enter into, but really it's all about the quality of work that we do and the partnership that we develop with the clients and the value that we bring to the table. And I don't want to be, you know, we like to have a service agreement, a contract arrangement for sure, but what we really want to do is hold ourselves accountable for providing that high level of quality and that value so that it's not even in anybody's mind about what the terms of the contract is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What about, I'm assuming you guys probably work everything off hours mainly?
Interestingly enough, we are, our hours are 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., our technician team. So when we engage in, you know, in our restroom services, we're not locking down a restroom to the point where it's unusable. Okay. So working with restaurants, we're typically in there before they will open at 11 o'clock in the morning. Working with breakfast types of places, we'll get in there at 5 and take care of it at that point in time. But we partner with the with our clients to find out when's the best time and, you know, when can we get in, how can we make this work, and we do it on an individual and case-by-case
basis. So it's not too inconvenient for the establishment.
Not at all.
That's enough to put somebody off too, right? Sitting down at lunch at 12 o'clock and you can't get in the restroom to wash your hands. You can't do that.
Can't happen. No, not at all. And that's a non-starter for me, is that we are here to provide value, not devalue.
Yeah.
You know, what's going on here? We want to help you bring more customers into your establishment, not fewer customers.
And it sounds like you're flexible on that, right? Working with each establishment, everything could be different, right, for each one.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But we have a pretty standardized to the point where we can really make it work out. And we help let them know what's been successful in the past and what's going to get the best rate of return, and then it usually comes to terms on that.
Especially for new businesses that probably don't really understand the process and what works, what doesn't work. Yep. I remember I worked for a company one time and never fails. 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Monday mornings, the entire network would go down.
Oh, boy.
So start asking questions. What's going on? Why is the network down? Oh, well, the database guys, they're in there updating the database every Monday morning at 10 to 11. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's IT. Why aren't they doing it Saturday at midnight? That's when nobody's here. Right?
I mean,
That's like you just lost a lot of time
and
money for the company because you got everybody sitting around doing nothing for an hour.
Yeah.
Because they can't.
Yep.
So,
yeah,
I like that you guys are able to work with the companies. And so on the DoD side, do you guys – you know, trying to get a DoD contract. Do you guys have any current DoD contracts right now? Or
we do not.
Do not. Okay.
No.
Do you guys have any cleared personnel or anything like that to be able to work on a base that's classified or locked down?
We haven't gotten to that point yet.
Okay.
No. We have all of our cage codes. We have all of our numbers and whatnot. We've been working with PTAC.
I think that's where we met.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's what I thought.
Yep.
Love PTAC. You know, it's a great, great organization. For those of you out there that don't know PTAC, look
very
them up.
Very helpful.
And it's all free, right?
Yep.
For a small business, that's the best word in the world.
Yeah, very free. Helpful. Very helpful. So, they've been very, they bring the expertise to the table, right? There's a lot of nuts and bolts to work through. So they have me all set up for that. The deal is that I would be ideal, to help subcontract underneath a prime, going after janitorial contracts, full scale custodial contracts, and I would love the opportunity to support that venture.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
So for those out there listening, and let's say somebody does need, we say this all the time, Dennis and I on the podcast and at all of our networking events we put on, everybody else asks us, what's the point? Why are you bringing, somebody like Jim on, right? Why do that? Well, what you just said, if Raytheon wins a $2 billion contract with the government to maintain systems around the world, they're going to have janitorial services. It's almost guaranteed.
Right.
And then within that, they even have to have small business requirements as well. I'm assuming you're a small business.
Correct.
Are you guys an 8-8 or anything like that? Or?
No.
Okay.
No.
So no socioeconomic status like that. Okay.
Mm-mm.
But still small or non-traditional, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
But yeah, so how do people get a hold of you then?
Man, the best way is call me.
Okay.
Call my mobile phone, 303-895-6422. I keep it pretty close by me all the time. Sleep next to it. It's not that I don't have a quality of life. I like that too, but I'm certainly here to
You're passionate.
I like to meet with people. I like to help people solve their problems. I do. I'm very involved. Again, that's 303-895-6422.
Okay.
If you look us up, it's in enviro-master.com.
Okay.
As our website. You can see the types of detailed programs that we provide.
Okay.
You can reach me through that website as well. I'm around. Hopefully you see some of our EnviroMaster stickers out there and,
you have stickers
in the restrooms of the clients that we have. Go to Panera, go to Circle K, go to Enterprise, go to Great Wolf Lodge. Yeah, so we have some great clients in Colorado Springs, and we have great clients in Denver as well. So
I'm
really passionate about them, yes.
You were also talking about where your region is.
Yep.
Why don't you talk to people, talk about that?
So my territory is from Colfax in Denver.
Okay. Okay.
And south of Colfax, so I have all of the Aurora, Denver, Lakewood areas that are south of Colfax, all the way down into Douglas County, the Highlands Ranch and the Parker areas, and then all of Colorado Springs, all of El Paso County. Not technically in Pueblo, but we can help out in Pueblo if somebody needs some help out there. I have a couple of clients in Pueblo we go down and take care of every week.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's where I live, so I know that area very well.
Down okay, there. There you go.
I actually live in Pueblo West. So,
yeah.
What else you want to tell the group here?
I'm excited about partnerships. I love strategic alliances. As much as I explained earlier, the reason that I wanted to start a business that was community oriented because I valued my community. You know, took my kids and my wife. We'd go out to eat at restaurants, and we go to fitness centers, and you know, we go to recreation areas, and I just wanted to be a part of that.
Yeah.
We love Colorado for the same reason everybody else loves Colorado, right? It's a place to be as far as we're concerned. And we love the people, and we love the businesses. I'm excited about the next phase in our journey here at EnviroMaster in finding some strategic business alliances with other providers, other service companies, where we can go to bat together to mutually grow our businesses, mutually support the great facilities that in other businesses here in Colorado Springs and Denver. Just to make our overall experiences better. And that I get a kick out of thinking about that, and I'm going to get a bigger kick out of actually doing it.
Like, yeah. Is there a certain size contract you're looking for? I mean, or certain things that you don't want to tackle yet? I mean, if somebody came to you with saying, hey, we want you to do, you know, the Bronco Stadium every week. I mean, that's not a small job, right? You can't do that with five people probably.
Nope, but I want it.
You want it. Yep. Okay, there you go.
I technically can't because it's north of Colfax. But
dang, just barely though.
Just give me the Air Force Academy.
There you go.
Yeah.
So
those are the types of facilities that I would like to, you know, partner with somebody and take a look at.
Well, sounds good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited, and I'm once again, I'm still kind of flabbergasted that I've never knew that you could do franchises like this. That's
it's
very
interesting. It's interesting, yeah.
Okay.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
We're going to continue. Thanks for having me today.
No, we appreciate it.
It's been a great experience.
This is perfect. We'll keep putting you out there. Make sure you go out to our website, thesmalls.org.
Yep.
Sign up for the newsletter.
Got it.
We'll definitely be in touch. And I can, after this, we can put you in, we'll talk a few other things of preparing for that next big DOD contract that you're ready to get.
That's great. And anything I can do for any of our partners out there, I'd love to help out.
Okay. Like I said, for those of you guys out there listening in listener world, go to our website, www.thesmalls.org. Check us out. We've got a weekly, the weekly podcast. We're found everywhere. But we also have a weekly letter we send out for all the events going on up and down the Front Range here in Colorado, actually the Rocky Mountain Front Range. So from Cheyenne, Wyoming, all the way down to New Mexico, we're putting on events all over the place all the time. And yeah, look forward to speaking to you more, Jim, and appreciate you coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Nate.
Okay,
appreciate it.
Just
enjoyed
Nate.
It.
Signing off.
Have a great day, everybody.
That's the wrong button.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smallscast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.